Hey, we're at the Rural Symposium 25. I've got a special guest here with us. We've got Michael Metting, General Manager and CEO of McEwen Copper.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me here and for giving me the opportunity to talk about McEwen Copper and the exciting times ahead.
Well, if you could just tell us about who you are and just how you got connected with McEwen Copper, and love to get into the company right
after. So I'm German by training. I'm an economist, and I studied business administration. I have an MBA from the US, one from Germany. I studied finance in Chile and mining in Argentina. So it's kind of a set of different experiences. I'm about 20 years now in the Americas, between North America and South America. And I'm about, I would say, 13, 14 years now in senior positions in mining.
Yeah.
And I tremendously enjoy it, Steve.
It's always impressive when someone comes with not only a financial but mining background. The fact that you have both, I'm sure has helped you quite a bit.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess the important thing is to understand numbers, to understand what drives value, and where can one add value to the project. I think that is a very, very important point, yeah? And finance and business administration certainly helps. And then when it comes to understanding the whole market, yeah, then economy comes into play, being an economist by training as well, yeah?
Yeah. So you are over McEwen Copper.
Yes.
And what's your flagship project? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, so McEwen Copper was a spin out of McEwen Mining at the time. Now it's called McEwen Inc. And it is a very, very big copper project. McEwen Inc. is a company that runs mining operations in Ontario. It runs operations in Nevada and in Argentina, and has a property in Mexico. But they're, I would say, small to medium-sized mining operations. And so the thing was, okay, how can you finance a project that is top 10 worldwide, out of a company that has a market cap that is 600 million or so as of today, right? So we said, okay, well, what is it that we need to do? I mean, so Rob McEwen at the time, he said, okay, well, let's put this separate in a separate entity, and let's see what other kind of potential assets we have, and put them into this copper business unit. And that's when I got to know Rob.
Okay.
And I said, okay, Rob, I know that the company owns
right.
The Los Azules project in Argentina, an exploration project, and the Elder Creek project in Nevada. And I would like to lead that. Yeah. And so that's how we got together.
Okay.
And I'm now about 3.5 years in that position. And I'm also, I serve on the board of directors of McEwen Copper as well, on top of my operational responsibilities. And during that time, we have been able to privately raise $453 million.
Yeah. Wow.
In a very, very difficult market, mostly for a project that is in Argentina, that 18 months ago, Argentina was not on the forefront of news in terms of investor friendliness. And lots of that has changed. So I think we have very, very exciting times. We have a project that is number 9. Yeah? It's in the province of San Juan. San Juan is a province that over more than 2 decades has shown to be very mining friendly. So San Juan to Argentina is like Nevada to the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. And out of the top 10 undeveloped copper projects, the biggest ones, 3 on the same province in Argentina.
Same province.
Yeah, so it's Vicuña. Okay. That's a joint venture between BHP and Lundin. And then there's El Pachón from Glencore. Yep. And then there's Los Azules from us. So I would say it sits in the right direction. It has the right neighbors. It sits on a belt, on a copper belt, that has produced record-breaking copper mines on the Chilean side in the past, but there hasn't been any copper mining on the Argentinian side. So we have an underexplored area, and our project has started exploration in 1998. And I would say over the last 20 years, we have moved this project from an initial discovery hole towards a project that is going to bankable feasibility in the next 2 to 3 months.
Wow.
So we have gone a long, long way in a very, very short amount of time.
Just so our listeners understand, you guys got your permit and that took you about a year and a half ago. You got it. What's the next step for your...
So we have our environmental permit for construction and operation. That's the most important permit, as you know, for any mine to go forward. We have very, very strong community support. To give you an idea, the San Juan province, about 880,000 inhabitants. Mm-hmm. But the community, the department where we are located, is 11,000 people. We are 130 kilometers away from the next place where people live. But from this 11,000 people, more than 4,000 people have been in company presentations that lasted between 2 and 4 hours. We now have a door-to-door program to ask people, hey, do you actually trust McEwen Copper? Do you trust Los Azules? Do you accept this project in your vicinity? And we have ratings in the high 90s in terms of acceptance and support.
So I've been doing this for a bit, and I don't hear very often how, like in terms of metrics of community support, like survey, how important is it that you're in the community and they accept you and they're bringing you in? For you, it seems pretty important. Why is that so significant?
So when I started to go into mining, I worked for Barrick, I worked for Trafigura, and now for McEwen. And I would say that I've seen very, very large operations. The Veladero mine in Argentina is a very, very large operation. It was, at my time, it was a tier one asset. And you see and you feel what is it that you need to do in order to win over the support and ideally the identification of the people of the communities where you're operating in. Because that's what you need in order to construct and operate. So that combined with the team that I have that is mostly made of Argentines and mostly made out of people from San Juan, our overall management team, and that is giving us, I would say, the cutting edge and the support of the people. They know what they're doing. Most of them have been in mining at least 15 years in the same province. So it gives you totally different leverage to move this project. And it gives you lots of credibility with the people.
Speaking of credibility, if you can share more about McEwen as a whole and McEwen Copper, just who's on your team and what kind of team are you bringing with you to see this through?
Absolutely. So I have to say that on the Argentinian side, I've been in Argentina for about, with a couple of interruptions, more than 12 years. And in the province, more than 10 years. So I know ins and outs, I know how to get things done in Argentina, and I also know all the people in the sector. Set aside that that I'm a member of the Executive Commission of the National Mining Chamber, set aside that I'm a member of the Executive Commission of the San Juan Mining Chamber, I'm also the president of Rimera, which is the Mining Exploration Chamber of Argentina. I think I'm the first non-geo and foreigner that is leading this organization. That tells you a little bit about the engagement that I'm looking for and the time that I spend in Argentina driving mining interests and mining development forward.
Yeah, that's great. So in terms of your team, you said most are consisted of locals.
Yes, that's correct.
And they, you said that gives you the cutting edge and gets you access to certain things.
So Argentina, I wouldn't say is an easy country. I think it's complex to manage. Argentina has a leadership style that is very horizontal. You need to convince people. It's not like you're not managing just with objectives.
You need
to convince people. You need to build a dream together.
Right.
Yeah. And once you do that, you can count on people Friday at 11 p.m. or Sunday morning or whenever you need them. And what I said before, I mean, I've been in the mining environment in that province a long time. So you know who's a good performer and who's able to go all the way from exploration through engineering, construction, operation.
Right.
Yeah, and I've worked in construction projects as well in the same province, in mining construction projects.
Right.
So I know a little bit what kind of profile you need to put this forward. Yeah. My lawyer, a general counsel that we have in Argentina, has more than 20 years of experience in mining-related matters. My construction manager has more than 15 years of construction in the high Andes. My health, safety, and environment manager was there when Veladero was built, when Pascual Lama was about to be built. So he has all this kinds of experience on how do you build those industrial mega projects.
Right.
Yeah. Our HR manager comes from another mine, same province, but also has a feeling on what is it that we need to do to build an effective team going forward. We have our project director is American.
Okay.
Yeah, but the guy has about, I don't know, 47 years of experience or so in mining. But over the last 3 years, he was living 500 meters where I have my house in Argentina, in San Juan.
Yeah.
That gives you totally different credibility when you're down on the ground.
Right.
And you meet the governor. Yeah. I mean, Argentina is very much made after the US in terms of constitution. The governor holds a lot of power in Argentina for the province. So you meet politicians and you get a totally different connection to those people when you're actually there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's why it's so important to have the right people that also know which door to knock at what frequency.
Right.
To get all the things through.
Yeah.
I mean, you said your environmental permit. We had a fantastic environmental permitting process that took 18 months, but then it's a complex project. And we didn't see any opposition.
Yeah.
We did, apparently, we did very well in our citizen participationship program, where we presented our environmental impact assessment to the people and gave them the opportunity to give us feedback and to influence what is it that we're doing.
Yeah.
And having people feeling that they're part of the process, part of the project, gives you totally different grassroots support.
Love your team that you built. You bring a lot of credibility with you being on campus, on site, and building the team. I love your vision, and the team that you're bringing with you is very convincing. If you can tell us a little bit more about how much skin in the game you guys have, or in terms of institutions and insiders, what percentage consists of those?
Yeah.
And if you can tell us about the share structure a bit.
Yeah, sure.
Options and warrants.
Yeah, sure. So in terms of shareholding structure, about 46% is owned by McEwen Mining, which is the company that it was spun out of, or now it's called McEwen Inc. 12.7% is owned by the founder of the company, Rob McEwen. About 18% is owned by the car manufacturer Stellantis. I think, according to my knowledge, we were the first, I think the only company that has a copper project when automotive company is involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then we have, through Rio Tinto, that owns 17%, has invested about $100 million so far, we get access to the Newton technology, which could expand the life of the mine, which we foresaw in the PEA to be 27 years with a nominal production capacity of 175,000 tons of copper cathodes, so copper that can be directly industrialized.
Yeah.
And then we have other investors. That is a little bit the structure.
Yeah.
And I think that this gives a lot of management alignment. Yeah. From the top to the senior management. And I think what is also important is that we have positioned our project as, I would say, the first that has been designed entirely around regenerative principles.
Yeah.
About environmental stewardship. How can we reduce from the onset, how can we make sure that we have the smallest possible environmental footprint?
Yeah.
How can we make sure that we have very, very low water consumption?
Yeah.
How can we make sure that by 2038 we're carbon neutral? How can we make sure that we operate on 100% renewable energy? So when I came into that, one of my jobs was implement that vision, but also find partners that support bringing forward this project. And one partner we found is YPF Energy. That's kind of your ExxonMobil of Argentina. And they have an energy arm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a separate company, but they do energy generation, transport, and so forth. And I was talking to the CEO of that company. It's a very big company. Since a very long time. Now we have signed our second memorandum of understanding. The guys from YPF Energy, they did our engineering for the energy line. Mm-hmm. They provided the environmental impact assessment report for the energy line.
Right.
They're willing to permit it, to invest in it, to construct it, operate it, and they're willing to charge us through a PPA. So there's a lot of local contact points, but directly with a promise that all the energy that we're using in the project is 100% renewable.
And you're in terms of timeline, you're looking at what?
Yeah. So in terms of timeline, 2 to 3 months to finishing of our bankable feasibility. We're doing some optimizations now. All the field work has been done. It's all about optimization, CapEx, sustaining, OpEx. Then it's about report writing. We're more than halfway through with the report writing.
Yeah.
So that is a very good sign. And the next step is then, okay, we go from there, we go into basic and detail engineering. And pending the finances, which is the next big stumbling block, we can start early construction works as soon as 2026.
Wow.
And we could be in operation end of 2029, 2030. This is Formula One for a copper project that is aimed to produce within the top, I would say, top 30 worldwide.
Okay.
That's very, very fast.
Yeah. So for our listeners who are looking to invest in copper, I mean, I'm very bullish on copper. The numbers don't lie. Scarcity all over. I'm a huge believer in copper. Having said that, I'd like you to tell us, our listeners, why McEwen Copper? What's the upside? What's the value? If you can maybe tell us about any risk that you see, but what's exciting about McEwen Copper?
What is exciting is that, first of all, we have a permitted project. That's the most important thing. Yeah, we are operating in a jurisdiction that is pro-mining, where people are saying, okay, can't you go faster?
Yeah.
You know, it's not about facing resistance. It's facing people that want to say, okay, let's build this as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Then we see a very bullish copper market. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have a little bit slower than expected uptick on EVs. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the newest models, they use a little bit less copper than before. Yes. Yeah. But the volume growth is offsetting that, and you have kind of tipping points. When you have enough charging stations, you will have more and more people adapting. At the moment, you have the early adopters, right?
Right.
That buy an EV. But then you have range anxiety and all of that. All of a sudden, when you have, I don't know, about 10% or so of the vehicles in the US, they're electric. So what does this mean? The more people have electric cars, the more infrastructure will be there, the more useful is an EV.
Right.
Right? And on top of that, you need all the infrastructure. And if you want this to be as renewable as possible, yeah, we need new nuclear power plants. We need solar. We need wind. We need hydro.
Right.
Yeah, and we need that in the U.S., in Canada, in Europe, in China, everywhere.
Right.
And China is a big driver of copper demand. Mm-hmm. And what you see at the moment is, did you think, what was the reason why treatment of refining charges for copper concentrate are negative at the moment? What does this mean?
What does it mean?
It basically means there's not enough supply. But if there's not enough supply, what does it mean for the refined copper? I mean, we are going to produce copper cathodes, so refined copper.
It means there's a lot of value.
But that means that we could be in front of a significant squeeze in terms of copper.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what we're looking for.
Right, right.
I mean, if you look at COMEX at the moment, paper trading of copper, yesterday I looked, it was 546 or so. Versus the physical LME one that was about 450 or so. So unless you want to take physical delivery and you want to ensure you have your copper supply guaranteed, I think we're looking into a very bullish copper market. Now, how can you invest in a project like Los Azules. How can you do that? Well, one way, obviously, is to buy McEwen Inc. Owns 46%. We have driven the value when we started, the initial share price of McEwen Copper, it's a private company, but the initial share price for qualified investors was $10 per share. And now we are 30.
Wow.
When we started, it was 257 million initial valuation. Now we're at 984.
Right.
So the share issuance was value accretive to McEwen Inc.'s shareholders.
Right.
So buying McEwen is one option. And then for more sophisticated investors, looking into the possibility of contacting us and having a conversation.
If people were interested in McEwen Copper, if you can share with us your ticker symbol, your website, and your email.
Yeah, the interesting thing is we're not listed with McEwen Copper. It's a private company.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people so can directly, invest directly.
Directly is only, I mean, if you want to go out today, then the ticker is MUX for McEwen Inc.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you want to have further conversations on the private on private placements of McEwen Copper, that's for qualified investors.
We accredited can have a conversation. Sophisticated investors can reach out to you directly.
Yeah. So that's how we financed the project in the past. However, we look forward to an IPO towards the end of the year. But the thing is, we want to have the feasibility.
Yeah.
And as a second big catalyst, we want the RIGI approval. Now, what's the RIGI? The RIGI is the Large Infrastructure Investment Incentive Regime that was put in place by Javier Milei, the current president of Argentina. Okay. And it gives you 30 years of tax stability, gives you free access to foreign exchange markets. It lowers the overall tax burden from about 54-57% to about 38%.
Yeah.
So this is a huge catalyst in terms of value.
Yeah.
So I think those are the options, McEwen Inc., wait for the IPO or have a conversation,
And
my email, my email is mmedding, M-M-E-D-I-N-G, at mcewencopper.com, And obviously you can find me on the McEwen Mining's website as well, so which is mcewenmining.com.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to following your story. If people have questions, you guys know how to reach. If you want to keep me posted, I'm very interested as an investor to learn more about your project. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Enjoyed it.